So where do we find joy on Good Friday? Or perhaps a better question to ask, is there joy to be found in Good Friday? I mean, the readings don't sound particularly joyful. I mean, they're filled with words like suffering and spurned and stricken, afflicted, pierced, crushed, death, scourging, and of course, crucifixion. Is there joy to be found on Good Friday? I would say yes. And where do we find our joy on Good Friday? We find it here, upon the cross. That is where Jesus found his greatest joy. And if Jesus found his joy there, we should find it there as well. Now, for that statement to make sense, we need to understand what Christian joy is all about. Christian joy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is not some feeling that we have inside ourselves because everything seems to be going our way. I mean, we call that happiness. Christian joy truly is a gift from the Holy Spirit, which allows us to look beyond the discomfort, the pain, the trials of the moment, and see in them what God sees in them, to see a purpose beyond the hardships through which God brings some good into the world. And there always is one. I mean, do we think Jesus was happy about everything that was happening to him leading up to his death on the cross? He was not. I mean, he had a human mind and heart exactly like ours. He felt the emotional pain of the betrayal of Judas and Peter. He felt the abandonment of all of his apostles, with the exception of John. At one point, he even felt abandoned by God. And his human body was exactly like ours. He felt every bit of pain that we would have felt. He knew what was coming, and he feared it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the human Jesus begged God the Father to not make him do it. But Jesus, Son of God, also knew that through such vicious trials, God would bring a great good into the world. He knew that our relationship with God as children would be reestablished. He knew that death would be destroyed. And through that knowledge, the Holy Spirit gave Jesus joy, even as he hung upon the cross. In the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it says, "For the sake of the joy which lay before him, Jesus endured the cross." So where do we find our joy on Good Friday? We find it up there on the cross. Not because there's anything magical in a cross, but because of the immeasurable good that God brought into the world through Jesus dying on that cross. Brothers and sisters, in a few minutes we will have an opportunity to come forward and adore the cross. And we should approach the cross during that time, not with fear or bitterness or anger for all the pain that it represents, but with a loving joy for the gift that it brought. And that is what Jesus did. And more important than that, we should pray for the gift of Christian joy. So when we walk out of the church later tonight, we can face whatever trials and hardships there are in our lives, seeing them as God sees them, seeing a purpose beyond simple hardship that God can use to bring good into our lives and the lives of those around us.